Back to the microphone.
Oh, good to be back, everybody. I was on vacation last month, and
that's
now
right.
I'm back. It's
Boy,
good to be with
did
you.
We have fun.
I know you did. I heard the show. It was fabulous. Very fun.
Great. Well, we're glad you're back.
Good and to be
we're
back.
Glad. And today, I think we're going to have some fun.
Yes.
I became very fascinated in the last couple months, but particularly in the last couple weeks, with a very interesting program coming up. And it's really, it's about alternative market. And this is an opportunity that people will have in one particular church in the diocese to have displayed before them a number of vendors who really are product-driven, people who are pulling themselves up in the Chicago area, third world. And I just became fascinated by it. And I've got a colleague with us today, Carla Thomas, who has put this all together. And I just asked Carla if she could join us on our show, because I think the bottom line, what I'm looking for here, selfishly, is I'm looking for Christmas gifts.
It's not too soon.
That's right. And so maybe we should title this segment of our show today, Kate, Gift Giving with a Cause.
There you go.
There you go. I think
that's
there's
perfect.
There's a lot of younger people today who just don't want to go to Macy's or Carson's and get a scarf. But if they can find something that is, number one, creative, but number two, fulfills a purpose, that somebody can be helped at the same time a gift that is given, then I think there is really something to that. And so we're going to share that with Carla in just a second. And then in the second half of our show, we have a wonderful writer whom we discovered through a couple articles written about Theology on Tap, Christina Gebel, and she has been doing some freelance writing. And we're going to share with her, or ask her to share with us, I should say, some wisdom and insights about things Catholic and maybe some observations about the whole young adult world of which she is a part, and some of the things that she brings literally to the table here today. Uh-huh. Is that fair?
That's wonderful.
So that's what we're about.
Excellent.
Okay, let's go to work here. And Carla Thomas is sitting right there with this great smile. And Carla and her husband Tommy are the parents of?
Proud parents of 7-year-old twins, Asia and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Twin girls.
Oh,
and
yes.
They, I'm telling you, folks, they're drop-dead gorgeous.
They are beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Really are. And they've
yes.
got wonderful parents.
Oh, thanks.
And Carla, tell us a little bit. Let's just do the fancy stuff first.
The
formal title you have is?
Well, this is the Alternative Market, and it's coming up on Sunday, October 24th. It's going to be held in the church hall at Old St. Pat's Church. And it is a wonderfully unique market because it's filled with over 26 small, local, and global fair trade vendors, local farmers and entrepreneurs who are all selling products, earth-friendly products. But in addition to selling these products, they're also pulling themselves up out of poverty. They're also working with social enterprises where they're helping with job training and life skills. And then you also get to buy a product. So you're buying a product with a cause. So it's just a wonderful market.
You're going green. You're helping the poor.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting justly.
Yes.
That's about as Christian as it gets.
As it gets. It really
about that?
Is. It really is.
And what's interesting in some of the information that Carla has shared with me, and I think, Kate, what we can probably do is put some of this up on our own website. Most, if not all, of these vendors have a website.
They do.
So what we'll be able to do, folks, is that direct you to our website, which is
YAMChicago.org.
And there we'll either link it to what Carla has already done, or we can list a significant number, if not all, of these. And people, obviously, we're not able to say everybody's going to come to the alternative market on October 24th.
That's true.
But they can still access these products.
They definitely can.
See, and that's what excited me.
Mm-hmm.
They
definitely can. And there's one program. It's actually a fair trade e-tailer. And this vendor works with 33 developing countries and artisans with all of these different products. And that you can buy things from stationery to home accessories to jewelry. And it's high-end, low-end, and earth-friendly.
Sure.
So.
Do you have a website for that e-tailer?
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay.
we do.
So we'll get all of that today?
Yes, we'll get all of that today.
And
it's called The World Shop, by the way, www.worldshop.com.
www.worldshop.com. W-O-R-L-D-S-H-O-P.
And shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
P PPE.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's a hyphen in between world and shop. But we'll put this online so
okay.
that you guys
so can just
find
in
it.
Case anybody is driving along and got one free hand with a pencil and they're going to write into the palm of their hand, it's WORLD-SHOPPE.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you 33 vendors.
Yes.
That are green and
caring. This is incredible because she's working with 33 developing countries. So it's jewelry from Pakistan, Africa, India. So you're really helping a lot of people and you're really connecting with the global community in a really meaningful way.
And as we listen to the younger world, Christina, of which you are a part.
Yes.
There's so many people who are saying, I want to somehow make a difference in the world in which I live. You know, if I have to buy something, if I have to give something as gift. And Carla, I just can't tell you when I hit on this, when you shared it with me and came down to my office one day, I thought, my God, what a wonderful, wonderful way as we approach, this being October, as we approach the Thanksgiving Christmas season coming up, mm-hmm. to consider these kind of things.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, I just talked about some of the global outreach, but there's also some really interesting social enterprises like Bright Endeavors. And with this organization, they're working with homeless women or at-risk women between the ages of 16 and 24. They're helping them to create earth-friendly products, and it's called Dream Bean Candles that they're selling. And so if you buy these candles, you're not only buying a candle, you're buying a candle and you're helping a young girl to pull herself out of poverty,
right.
You know, and they're getting life skills support, they're getting transitional employment. So it's just a wonderful way to get your Christmas shopping done and right. to do something nice for people.
And to do that thing, which is the passion of my life, mm-hmm. In all the 40 years I've been a priest, how do we make our contribution to build a better world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we be an alternative or to what goes on every day? And mm-hmm. I think when church works right, the culture is this, and sometimes we say, and we are this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the culture, I think, would like to close its eyes to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing I hear all the time now is, oh, we can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can we afford?
Why I think, you know, people need to applaud Old St. Pat's for being a conduit, not only to the faith community, but to the Chicago community, opening up this market and making it available to people. So you're connecting globally, you're connecting locally,
sure.
and you're also finding out about some wonderful organizations that you could be supporting and still buying products.
Sure. Now, Carla, before we unpack some of these and give some of the web addresses, which is, we say will be online.
Mm-hmm.
How did you land upon this? I'm very curious. I mean, this is really, to me, I'm really fascinated by this.
Well, you know, actually, this is a program that's hosted by the Old St. Pat's Justice Initiative.
Okay.
And they have a season for social justice. And so they pick a theme every year. And it's always in keeping with Catholic social teaching. And this theme this year is Solidarity, Life Without Borders.
Okay.
And so they actually came up with this wonderful market. This is something that they did last year, and they've perfected it. And I think it's just, it exemplifies the theme that we have, which, by the way, we will string this theme through all of the different programs at Old St. Pat's throughout the year, and this is our way of kicking it off sure. with this actual market. So,
And how long did it take you to come up with all of these amazing, amazing... You must have done a lot of research.
Well, you know what? There are lots of wonderful volunteers with the Justice Initiative.
Okay.
You can't give me all the credit at all because I think that Justice Initiative and all of the volunteers that have been involved, they've been working with a lot of these vendors
sure.
and pulling this whole thing together. And, you know, I wrote the release and I, you know, wrote everything else.
Yeah, but you brought it all together. You know,
I
and
sure did. Yeah.
It's in one place. Mm-hmm. It's on Old St. Pat's website. A lot mm-hmm. of it will be connected to the Young Adult Ministry website.
Yes.
But see, to me, what's so neat about it is you don't have to be there to buy.
That's true.
Kate and I are privileged to work with a generation that is very, very much internet driven.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is very possible. This is all can be shopping online.
Yeah, it's all shopping online
right.
as well as, you know, you can come down if you want to, but each and every vendor that's involved in this market also has their own website, so
right.
you can, you know,
right.
buy online.
We're going to take a break, Kate, and then we'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
We might have love.
the rejoicing to the house of the Lord. That's the theme for the 2010 Chicago Catechetical Conference. Join us November 5th and 6th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont for prayerful liturgies, inspiring speakers, and a chance to network with other faith-filled people.
The Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, in partnership with the Office for Catholic Schools, organizes this annual event. The conference provides opportunities for catechist certification and ongoing faith formation and enrichment. It offers seminars for teachers, catechists, adult leaders, youth ministers, and the people in the pews who want to enhance their faith.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th, at the Stevens Convention Center. Call us at 312-534-8039 or log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org to register. That's 312-534-8039.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Celebrate our faith at the Chicago Catechetical Conference. Let us rejoice as one.
Faith, family, future. Be part of the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics. Hello, I'm Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago Office for Black Catholics.
And I'm Devin Jones, one of the hosts of the radio program God's Praises Tell. We hope you can join us during the last week in October for this historic celebration.
There will be an opening mass celebrated by Bishop Joseph Perry at St. Albie Church on Sunday afternoon, October 24th. During the week, there will be two revivals and even a youth and young adult evening, all featuring inspirational music and speakers.
And Cardinal Francis George will celebrate the closing mass on Sunday, October 31st at St. Jude the Apostle Church in South Holland. Go to www.blackcatholicchicago.org for the full schedule of events.
That's www.blackcatholicchicago.org. Come, help us celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics.
And we are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. This morning we are talking about gift giving with a cause with our friend Carla Thomas from Old St. Patrick's Church. We are delighted you're with us, Carla.
Thank you.
We also have another wonderful person with us, Christina Gable. And we're going to bring Christina in now. She's going to help us later on, but we want her to be able to join in the conversation. So, Christina, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having
me. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I graduated from St. Louis University in 2007 with a theology and psychology degree, and I came to Chicago as part of the Amate House program, a full-time volunteer organization here in Chicago, and have stayed ever since because Chicago is the place to be, especially if you're young. So
let me guess, you had a good experience with Amate House. Can I ask you for a minute or so, what did you do in your time with Amate House?
In my time with Amate House, I had two primary responsibilities. One was to live in community in the Little Village neighborhood with my other housemates, who I love dearly, and also to work at Our Lady of Tepeyac High School, which is a school for all girls in the Little Village community and beyond.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. So your time brought you here, and now as a profession, what are you up to?
So now as a profession, when I was in the job search, I came across examiner.com, which is a website that employs citizen journalists, so just kind of everyday people out and about doing everyday things, and you can specialize in a certain area. My specialization is Chicago Catholic events.
There you go.
How about that?
And Christina did a beautiful job covering Theology on Tap this summer. There were two articles, Christina, the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely a big fan of Theology on Tap, so it got in there a lot.
Highlighted some of the things happening through Theology on Tap, and then you highlighted the Mass and Picnic with Cardinal George, the finale celebration at the end.
Right, that was really special. Just a really intimate gathering with young adults and Cardinal George.
Great.
Really great.
Great. Thank you. Excellent.
Well, the method to our madness today, too, is that maybe Christina can think, wow, my God, this alter market thing.
I've actually already pitched her thinking about doing a story.
There's a story here.
You know? There it is. All right, I'll do it.
I'm sort of like a Catholic Yenta.
Let's
get everybody together here, and let's see what we shuffle the cards and see what we can come
Make
up with.
So
I'm hoping that as we chat here, Christina, with Carla, anything that we want to add to the conversation, things that we find curious, and And Carla, if we can, I'd like you, because there's so many of these programs. Mm-hmm. It's you know, we'd have to be here for hours to do that. So can you highlight for us this morning some of these alternative market people, vendors, who are, first of all, who come out of the experience of Chicago or the Midwest.
Okay, sure.
Would you do that for us?
I sure will. I'll start off with Abby Brown Soap Artisan. And this company, organization, actually works with over 50 local artists. They are selling pottery, paintings, jewelry, accessories, and they're in the Chicago's West Loop. So they're not far from Old St. Pat's Church if you do want to go to the market on the 24th. But also, there is the Enterprising Kitchen, which provides job and life skills training to low-income women, and it also teaches them to create natural soaps and bath products. So, and that's what they'll be selling at the market.
So the Enterprising Kitchen, they gather people locally.
Yes, they do.
They do. Mm-hmm. And so they're Chicago-based.
They're Chicago-based. They're located up north.
Okay.
And their website is www.theenterprisingkitchen.org. And they have natural soaps and bath products.
Okay.
And that they're creating on site there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you mentioned here, I'm just looking at the stuff you've written that it's a nonprofit social enterprise providing job and life skill training to motivate low-income women with the skills to achieve economic self-sufficiency.
Yes.
See, to me, that the name of the game is not just work, but give somebody the opportunity to be self-reliant and self-sufficient.
To turn their lives around.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And give them a skill or teach people a skill so they have something that maybe they someday become the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
See, that's what excites me.
Oh, yes.
That, instead of just giving somebody some menial job that means absolutely nothing, I think what excites me about some of this is it gets in people's imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
I can be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. This is a skill I've got.
Mm-hmm. And you can impact other people's lives, and I think it's just wonderful. There's some also some great markets like the Irvin Shelley's Fresh Picks. This is something where year-round you can get home delivery of local and organic products straight to your home. So customers can actually go online to fill these orders. And 90% of the food, it comes from sustainable farms throughout Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana.
Wow. Now, Irvin Shelley's Fresh Picks, their website is?
www.freshpick.com.
Fresh Picks.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh Picks.
I think it's Fresh Pick.
Okay. Yeah, then it could be a typo here. But anyhow, we ask people.
We'll put it up and I'll check
it. Yeah, we'll look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this the market for fresh veggies is coming to a bit of a close, but you also say here that they have organic produce, meat, dairy, and eggs, and baked goods. So it's not just a seasonal vegetables that come off of the earth organically, but it's also these other products that are really year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And do they deliver?
Yes, they do.
Oh yeah, there you go. Home delivery.
It's home delivery.
Okay.
And see, also ordering online.
I'm thinking of all the come to dinner and you want to bring a little gift.
Sure, yeah.
You'll be receiving.
There are a lot of options.
That's right. I'll bring a dozen eggs.
Next week you'll have breakfast.
Coddled from free range chickens. Yeah. We are so green and so sensitive. Okay, that's number three. What else you got that's local, local to the Midwest or indigenous to Chicago?
Oh, they've also got the Global Handmade Hope. That's Park Ridge's only fair trade store. And they've got a number of different products. That's sustainable. It's a sustainable bakery. And they have a sustainable bakery and yard project that's happening in Rwanda. But in their store, actually, in Park Ridge, they're selling all kind of products from fair trade home accessories to kids' items to food for in the store. So soups and muffins, brownies, all kinds of different things.
So for those of you who live or work in the
Park Ridge
area. Just on the northwest corner of Chicago?
Yes. Yes.
And what you've got written here is, before we take a break, that sort of fascinates me here is that you say, Global Handmade Hope began in 2009 after a mission trip to Rwanda to help widows of the genocide build a self-sustainable bakery and yarn project.
Oh, yes.
that the word that just jumps out is genocide.
I know.
That is so far out of my life experience.
And they said that some of the women who started the program initially, they were so traumatized by the things that they'd gone through that they could barely communicate and talk. And now these women are, you know, they're taking care of their families, they're smiling,
yeah.
and
wow.
you know, they're still, you know, struggling to maintain their lifestyles, but their positive attitude is something that I think will be an inspiration to a lot of people.
And imagine what these people have seen with their eyes.
And experienced
with their life.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, by the grace of God, some people see this and they say, we can give people an outlet.
I know. There was one story that was really, really touching where a woman had been separated by her children and she had had a chance to get involved in this project. And her children heard about the project but didn't know that she was involved. And her son actually walked up into the yard where they were working on the project and ended up being reunited with his mother because they'd heard of the success of this project.
Mm. Wow.
So, and that was in Rwanda. And that was just
and
an
so
incredible story.
As we take a break, that's www.globalhandmadehope.com and it's located in
Park Ridge,
Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break and come back and we're going to give Carla a chance to share a few more of these things and then Christina's going to open up the whole world.
It's election time in Illinois, and the airwaves are filled with proposals, promises, and personal attacks from the candidates who want to be the governor of our state. Hello, I'm Bob Gilligan, Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The U.S. bishops encourage Catholics to apply moral principles to civic life. That's why the Catholic Conference of Illinois has interviewed the candidates for Illinois governor on issues important to Catholics. What do the candidates think about the Ultrasound Opportunity Act, tuition vouchers, abolition of the death penalty, civil unions, and immigration? You can find out by going to our website, CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. There, you'll find our candidate survey along with their views on a host of other topics. So go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org and be an informed voter.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
And welcome back to the Light Show. We are here with Carla Thomas and Christina Gable, Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and it is a joy to have you with us this morning. We have been talking about alternative market vendors and a different reason to do Christmas shopping. It's almost making me look forward to doing some online Christmas shopping.
Sure.
So, let's just continue our conversation.
Yeah, Carla, during the break, I was just going through your list and can you talk a little bit about Sweet Beginnings?
Oh, sure.
And then the other one that sort of fascinates me, and I want Christina to comment on it because she's got some connection to it. It's a vendor called Womancraft.
Mm-hmm.
So Sweet Beginnings, what's that one all about?
Well, Sweet Beginnings is a social enterprise leading the way in innovative strategies to support men and women who who have difficult backgrounds.
Okay.
Some of them are criminal backgrounds.
Okay.
And they're trying to help to turn their lives around. They're working with, it's a green collar business where they're working with, trying to help them actually to build better life and work skills.
Okay.
And they're doing that through this wonderful product that they developed. It's called Beeline Brand of Products, and it's hand and foot butter balm and body creams and different gift sets and everything.
Sure.
So it's helping to build life.
And those are sort
here.
Of a natural for the Christmas season.
No, you know, it definitely is.
What I shouldn't be telling my secrets here, but sometimes what I'll do is I'll buy a few what I call generic gifts and just have them.
Mm-hmm.
And in case I'm invited someplace around Christmas, say, oh, you know, oh, you didn't have to. I didn't plan on it.
Yeah.
So maybe I could wrap up here some natural skincare products.
Well, you know, I'm also looking at Catherine Ann Confessions because she makes handcrafted truffles in caramel. So
that's just making me hungry looking at that.
And they're organic as well. So
there you go. And is she local?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get candy.
Mm-hmm. And you can
that
get
builds
bridal
a better, that builds
gifts,
a better world. Sign me up on that
wedding
one.
Wedding favors, all kinds of
oh,
things.
Oh, that's cute. And that's... Catherine-Ann.com.
Yes.
And that's Catherine with a K.
Yes.
Okay. How about this Womancraft?
Well, Womancraft is actually a winner of Mayor Daley's Greenworks Award for environmentally sustainable products.
Wow.
And it won the Illinois Recycling Association's 2009 award for best use of a recycled product.
Wow.
Yep.
Christina, you know a little bit about this, don't you?
I do. It's actually one of my favorite organizations here in Chicago. And the reason is, you know, I've always been obsessed with weddings. And
imagine that. obsessed
wow,
with weddings.
She's into
obsessed
it.
With weddings.
Yeah.
And you know how much people spend on wedding invitations, I'm sure.
Way too much.
And what happens to those invitations? Like maybe grandma saves them, you know, or something like that. But the Womancraft, they actually make these wonderful invitations and stationaries, and some of them have seeds in them. So you can mail your guest an invitation that they can later plant and have flowers with. And it's it's all recycled paper, and it's just like a super great initiative. And who doesn't need wedding invitations at some point in their life?
And I'm sure, note cards, thank you notes.
Oh, yeah.
Not everything is an email still. I mean, there's,
right.
you know, I think
right.
one of the great things in a world of quick communication, there's something sacred about sitting down and writing a note to somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And why not do it on a piece of paper and an envelope that can provide some good
yes.
For somebody else, particularly because it sounds like here, Carla, we're talking about some pretty at-risk people here.
Oh, yes, definitely,
you know,
we are.
We're talking about homelessness and poverty and people who have got some criminal background, incarceration, whether they're guilty or not. They've mm-hmm. got to go through that horrendous process.
Mm-hmm.
And so often you get tagged.
And they've
got
to figure out a way to make a living beyond all of the experiences of the past.
Right, and the tragedy, as I talk to so many people, is that even if you've been arrested and it's on your record someplace and your employer spots that, they don't want to touch you.
That's true.
You know, and so how wonderful that there can be an opportunity here for people mm-hmm. to literally get a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is really Christ at work, you know, that Christ saw people for who they are, son and daughter of God, not
mm-hmm.
what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff to me is so driven by our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break. And Carla, before we do that, I want to thank you very much. This is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity
to
talk about this wonderful market. It's
and at the
great.
End of our show today, we'll reprise where we're going to find all these.
Mm-hmm.
And after our break, Christina is going to be our most insightful person.
wow. Young adult radio
workings
interview.
Of the Catholic young adult world and the Catholic world in Chicago, as seen through the eyes of St. Louis. Okay, we'll take a break.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Coming soon to a church near you, the revised edition of the Roman Missal will talk to Cardinal George about the changes. Hundreds of couples celebrate 50 years of marriage. We'll take you to the Golden Jubilee Mass, and we'll visit Chicago's lakefront, the site of simultaneous prayer services calling for an end to violence in our neighborhoods.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to More of the Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, Miss Christina Gable, and Carla Thomas, our friends who are helping in all sorts of ways. We are delighted to be with you today. And just to recap, we are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. We host all sorts of things that gather young adults for a great experience of church and faith. So if you know of any young adults who should be connecting with us and who we should invite to things, please let us know. You can reach us through our email, yam@yamchicago.org. Again, that's yam@yamchicago.org. Or you're also welcome to just visit our website or encourage young adults to visit our website, yamchicago.org. On that website, you'll find all sorts of helpful links as well as a calendar of activities. So young adults just looking for a good place to meet great people can go online and find something to do. There it is.
And sometimes what goes on our website are some very interesting articles.
Yes, indeed.
And we've got one of those interesting article writers with us today.
Yay!
And yay. Christina has sort of defined herself as a citizen journalist.
Yes.
And the website for which you write at the moment is?
TheExaminer.com.
Examiner.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they do all different kind of things, and you're sort of focused on things Catholic.
Right.
In Chicago.
Right. You know, I was, again, looking for jobs, and I saw that they needed somebody to write on, you know, Western religions, and particularly Chicago Catholic events. And it's a great way for me to keep up with my love of theology, mm-hmm. no matter what job I'm doing during the day. And I like to go to Chicago Catholic events, so that was perfect.
Christina, what drew you to theology in the beginning? Why would a young, bright, talented woman like yourself decide to work for the church and to, you know, move forward the mission? What brought you into this?
You know, I really have to throw it back to one of my high school teachers. Mm. She was, you know, I had astounding high school teachers, and she was just really, she made theology cool.
Okay, all right.
If that makes sense. You know, it was very relevant, very fresh, and it was very applicable to everyday life. Mm. And it wasn't kind of the sometimes rote memorization that we do in grade school. It was very like, how do we apply our faith? And I thought to myself, I was like, you know, this is something I can engage in conversation with anyone, because everybody falls somewhere on the spectrum of faith.
Okay. So it came alive for you, and you decided to pursue it. You got your degree in theology, and the psychology that just came along with it.
And the psychology was like, well, what does the brain say? You know, we're kind of always in this head and heart, you know, battle whenever we make big decisions in our lives. And it was really great to have both sides of the situation, to think about how did God make us as a biological person, and then how does God speak to us as a faithful person.
Nice, sure. And then what drew you to Amate House?
Well, I thought I was going to go to graduate school.
Okay.
And one of my professors said, have you ever considered some time off? And I was like, well, maybe, you know, but I'm pretty bent on going to graduate school. And her comment just threw me for some reason. And within a week, I decided no more graduate school. I'm going to do service. Had a lot of crying and tears and second guessing myself. And then I found Amate House. And I was like, this is it. This is exactly what I want.
Okay.
I sent in one application. You know, I was accepted and placed. And I was like, all right, this is where I'm going. And I don't know if it was like time off because I had lots of things to do. But, you know, it was extremely enriching. I would recommend it to any young adult who really just wants to get experience in areas that they would have never thought they would find themselves.
Nice.
Now, Christina, Amate House is a it's a year of voluntary service. Is that right?
Yes. It can also be 2 years, you know, and unfortunately, you know, with economic climate, you know, with the job market being so competitive, a lot of young adults are opting to do multiple years of service because it's a great way also just to get experience and to, you know, continue to develop the relationships and friendships that you build along the way.
And so Amate House is in Chicago, and it has several locations, doesn't it?
Yes, it has McKinley Park, it has Little Village, and it has the Uptown neighborhood. And it has 3 houses. It's not nationwide like some of the other cores, but that's actually one of its benefits. You know, I know the director, I know everybody on staff, we all know each other, we're really just one big family.
Sure. And people, my experience of one of the times that I've been able to visit with the volunteers is people come from all over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not a just Midwest phenomenon or I just want to live in Chicago phenomenon. I mean, this is these are people being drawn from coast to coast who really, really want to work with people in impoverished situations, or they want to work for justice. We have healthcare, we have legal. I mean, anything that you come out of college with, they need. Any major they need.
Sure.
So.
So you finished that, and then you decided that you're going to be the citizen journalist.
Right. So then I thought, you know, I mean, theology tugs at my heart, and if I don't have it in my life in some shape or form. And then also, like, Chicago is just so incredibly blessed. I mean, I've lived all over the Midwest, and there are so many different cultural expressions of Catholicism in Chicago, unlike anything I've ever seen in any other place that I've lived. And also, there's a young adult scene here, you know. I mean, in other cities, it's kind of hit or miss, but it is very strong here in Chicago.
And we're sort of proud of that. I think there was a time, you know, when there wasn't a lot. And I think an awful lot of people continued just to look to Kate and me over the years and said, what are you going to do for us?
Sure.
Where now there's so many different places. I bet you we can point to 10, 15 parishes that are what we would call young adult friendly. And retreat programs like Caris and volunteer programs like Amate House and a number of service opportunities that never existed before.
Right.
And
so people are welcome to jump on our website again, yamchicago.org, and click on resources. There's a section called Local Happenings, and they will see the parishes that are connected with young adults, and many, many fun things are happening.
Christina, we'll be right back.
Yes.
Okay. Is that fair, Kate?
There we go.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to the Light Show. We have Christina Gable with us. We have Carla Thomas, Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries. And now we are talking from the lens of a young adult herself about the church in Chicago. I just switched gears a little bit. So, Christina, now that you're in Chicago, you've been doing some writing, you've been watching the Chicago scene happen. Mm-hmm. Just initial impressions about the church in Chicago mm-hmm. with connecting to young adults. I'm putting you on the spot here. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. You know, one thing that I've been thinking about as a young adult here in Chicago is that, you know, once you get off a university campus, once you step off that campus, you kind of wonder, like, well, what's going to happen now? Because I had all these friends who shared similar values or talked about similar topics or were interested in these things. And I knew what I was doing on Tuesday, and I knew where I was going to Mass on Sunday.
Yes.
And then you transplant yourself to this huge city, this humongous city with thousands of churches.
Suddenly the real world hits. Right. It's very different.
And you're like, will I ever get that back again? Okay. And the thing that's impressed me so much about Chicago is, like, yes, you will get it back. Mm. There's a lot of other people that are thinking things that you are, like, how am I going to be a real adult now, but also make time for my faith, and who else is interested in this? And Chicago is great at networking. Okay. There's a lot of young adult friendly parishes. There's social events, you mm-hmm. know, like, why not, you know, just have fun too, right?
Sure,
you
sure.
know, you miss
Absolutely.
That from college,
exactly.
you know, going
exactly.
out and hanging out with people that you really enjoy.
And I know that draws a lot of young adults to our mm-hmm. office. People saying, you know, I'm new in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody here. I really want to meet people my own age who share my faith.
Right.
Who share my values. You know, mm-hmm. I want to enter some good conversation. I want to be part of some fun things.
Yeah.
You know, help me get connected.
And then what I've run into, Christina, over the years, and one of them comes to mind, young man named, much younger in those days, David Ryan, who's done a lot of speaking for us, helped put together a thing over at Mercy Home for Boys and Girls called the 2030 Club. It's a whole bunch of, basically in those days, young guys, and now it's, you know, it's young guys and young women, to just do some good for the kids over at Mercy Home. And running into an Eileen Cavanaugh, Eileen Bender is her married name now, who came to me one day and she said, I got out of Notre Dame and I've got these friends. and we're all working, and we just don't want to work. We want to help some other people. And she put together this program called PEAK. And it's very functional and active today, and it's to give ordinary kids, not the all-stars, ordinary kids from Lawndale a crack at a high school education. And commitment of her, it began with the commitment of her Notre Dame friends to support one student for 4 years. You know, and but the key to that is there's so many people, like you say, coming around and saying, I just don't want to wear a suit, male or female, every day. I want to do something, or I want to go to a pub crawl. I'm not a drunk, but I want to meet other people. So there's a tremendous hunger out there.
Yeah, there is a tremendous hunger out there. And I think that YAM Chicago, you know, and these parishes does a good balance. You know, there's contemplative activities, there's social activities, and there's service. A lot of people are also just trying to get connected to where can I do service, you know, and where can I not just do service sporadically, but make a commitment as a faith community to doing service.
Yes.
Sure. That's it.
So, Christina, what do you say to someone who's new in Chicago and how do I find something to do? What should I do? Where do I go?
Well, you know, there are some things called Catholic open houses, you know, and that's kind of like, you know, I've been to a lot of job fairs. This is like church fair. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, kind of those sorts of events. And also, you know, you mentioned Charis Ministries, I think, earlier in the program.
Yes. Right.
You know, another thing you ask is, like, can I go on a silent retreat? You know, can I go on a social justice retreat? You know, now that my, you know, ministry office is not next to my dorm, you know, where am I going to go find out about retreats? And they're an excellent resource.
Sure. Sure.
Christina, I had a conversation with a young man who helped us coordinate Theology on Tap in one of our Southside parishes. And he made an interesting insight, and I'd like to get your comment on that, because there's an idea brewing in my head. As Kate always knows I got something going on in my head. But he said, you know, there's this common perception out there that young adults in church are like oil and water. Mm-hmm. And he said, but in reality, there's an awful lot of people who go to Mass at campuses. Mm-hmm. He looks at DePaul. He looks at Loyola. He's Chicago-based. And these are people who seek out worship every week. Mm-hmm. And he said sometimes the difficulty is that when college is over, they don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, and you're a writer, years ago, we were playing with something that I'd like to put on a poster and send around to maybe the Midwest schools. Is there life after college?
Oh.
And put on there the many different ways that the church in Chicago, if you're moving here on a job search or you've landed a job through a recruiter, if you're coming home for a while to get settled, here are the many different things, and I'd like to put on there, here's what the Young Adult Ministry Office can provide you. Thinking of getting married, here's the pre-Cana program. I mean, just a number of different ways that there is a sustainable church to a generation that, like you say, doesn't have that Mass all the time anymore.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. We are in, like, communication mecca, you know, here in the United States. We have a lot of electronic, you know, and just PR opportunities. And, you know, there's Facebook, or I'm sorry, there's iPhone apps now. Like, where's the nearest Catholic church to me? When's the next Mass that I can go to? You know, so to take something like that, like what's available, and then specialize it to the young adult community, because I think that there is kind of a, you know, I'm a small fish in a big pond now. You know, I'm not on my college campus, and I'm bombarded with how many churches I drive by and how many opportunities there are. Where can I find my niche is really what they're asking.
Yes. We need to take our final break. Oh my goodness, it's so good.
And we'll come
back
and we'll gab a little bit and we'll wrap it up, and we're going to get back to some of those ways that people can connect on a variety of levels, both with our vendors, with young adult activities, and examiner.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa. Lisa Paletto, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. The 4th Annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place on Saturday, November 13th at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food by Cafe Bianda, cupcakes by Amy Beck Cake Design, an incredible lineup of silent auction items including a week's stay in the Bahamas, open bar featuring Mad Crack Energy Drink and Svedka Vodka, casino gaming, raffle prizes, and much more. Tickets are only $75 and are on sale now at catholiccharities.net/casino night. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21, so grab your friends and game with us for a great cause. Proceeds will benefit the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, and shelter to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake Counties. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. For details, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Light Show this morning. Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, Carla Thomas, Christina Gable, we are all so grateful that you have tuned in this morning. And we just want to say again, the website for Young Adult Ministry is yamchicago.org. If you want to connect to all sorts of activities and happenings and get the detailed list of those websites that Carla had mentioned about the alternative markets, we would love to have you help to support that cause. What a fun way to do your Christmas shopping right from the comfort of your own home. I'm so excited now. So yamchicago.org will get you to our website.
Great. Christina, before we close this off, as a writer, what have been a couple of the more fascinating things that have caught your eye that you've put, I used to say pen to paper, but now fingers to keys, that, I mean, you give us an opportunity that a lot of people don't have, and that is, though you've been in Chicago now a couple of years, you get a fresh look at something for which Kate and I have seen all of our lives, you know, and Carla, we're Chicago people. And after a while, you don't see what other people see, so.
One of the things that's fascinated me the most is just the, not only the neighborhood feel, but the family feel in the parishes. You know, oftentimes when I interview people, I say, oh, so how long have you been coming to such and such event? Oh, it's been at least 30 years. It's just like, wow. Oh my gosh, you know? And I did a piece on the St. Francis Blessing of Animals, which was a huge hit. And
how many hits did you have on that website?
Over 2,500
on that article. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, pun intended.
Yes.
And, you know, there was, I also did a piece that day on Our Lady of Managua, which is a Filipino celebration of Our Lady. And they were honoring a woman, Lale Apasan, who had basically brought back these garments for Our Lady every single year for this festival. And, you know, the fascinating thing to me is that, you know, if we all stayed in our little Chicago neighborhoods, like, we would not know about these basically rock stars. You know, these people who do very quiet things in parishes. And the woman was moved to tears as I was interviewing her, thinking back on the memories of her. And I just thought to myself, like, my gosh, like, you know, we're all so busy and we're zooming by, and there's just these quiet presences in the Chicago parishes, matriarchs, you know, patriarchs, you know, yes. people that they've known for 30 years who need coverage. They need to, you know.
To tell their story.
They need to tell their story. And that's been the best part about doing this.
Because to me, any institutional religion is only as good as its people.
Yes.
And I think you're right. The greatness of Chicago is also its Achilles heel. And that is that we can be so neighborhood focused that we missed a larger picture of so many people doing significantly great things. And that's where I think the gift of journalism is people who can open our eyes to these other experiences I wouldn't know about. I mean, I wouldn't know about this lady. It's just that we're about many things. And one of the things, Christina, and I don't know where you are with this, I've always suggested to young adults is that for Sunday they travel around, not just where they can find worship that speaks to them, but I always tell people, go to other cultures, go to other races, see the experience of faith as lived out by so many, many other people.
Yes.
I'm a great believer in telling people, go to St. Sabina.
Oh, yes.
You know, for the 11 o'clock Mass, 11:15 Mass on Sunday, people say, well, I won't know anybody. It's a different race of people. I'm saying, wait a second.
What an experience.
You will be so warmly welcomed. You won't know who's who.
Yeah.
And I think that's the call of Christ. And you'll see that the Eucharist is the Eucharist no matter where we go. You know, from your Our Lady of Tepeyac, same thing.
Right. And could I just take this time to say, you know, please, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, please contact me. I want to expand as much as possible, and I will come to you, and I'm very grateful and willing to do it. And I'd love, you know, as much cultural representation in my writing as possible.
Okay, if people hear you say that and say, well, okay, how am I going to get a hold of her?
So my email address is cgeb@gmail.com. You can contact me directly, and also you can go on theexaminer.com and search for the Chicago Catholic Examiner.
Okay. But CGEBEL at gmail.com.
Yep.
And that'll connect you to Christina. And then from there, if you give her an idea for a story, an experience of faith that's lived out culturally in Chicago. And there's so many things coming up with the holidays.
Yeah, and it could be a person, it could be an organization, it could be an event, as long as it's Catholic Chicago.
Sure. So there could be just a significant human being in a parish. Great.
Okay. And Carla, did you want to make one more comment about your work?
I sure did. I just wanted to say that we're going to be on CBS on Monday, October 18th at 7:30 with Susan Carlson, showcasing some of the products that are going to be at the alternative market. So we're going to World Shop is going to be there talking about some of those products, but also go to Old St. Pat's website, www.oldstpats.org.
Okay, and all of the things we talked about you'll find there, and we're hoping to put a whole bunch of those on our website as well.
Yes.
Great.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be with you again next month.
And Carl and Christina, thank you very much.
Thank you. And it's thanks good so much.
To have my boss great. Back
Yay.
Today.
Have a great day, everyone.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.